This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. A young American male joins the Marines with the ambition of finding meaning in the universe. Instead, he finds the absence of meaning, the absurdity of unbearable situations, and the mental torment of PTSD. Sounds like serious stuff, not the stuff of comic books, but in a graphic novel, The White Donkey, Terminal Lance, it is a perfect fit. The White Donkey is written and drawn by Maximilian Uriarte, who is a Marine veteran of Iraq. And Maximilian, Max, welcome to The Source.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
This is a pre-recorded edition of The Source today for Memorial Day, so unfortunately we're not able to take listener calls. Max, a great graphic novel. You make it very clear at the very beginning that this is a work of fiction. Why is that so? I mean, you really hit the listener, the reader over the head with that. Why is that important?
In the military community, it's a really big deal to sort of like be honest and representational of what's going on with you and your stories. And I feel like even is really based on my experiences in the Marine Corps and really heavily inspired by my own story. Once you insert any fictional element into a story, it becomes a work of fiction. And I don't really like the term based on a true story or anything like that, because I feel like as soon as you insert any fictional element, it then becomes a work of fiction. So there's no point in saying that. So I wanted to be very clear that this is a fictional story. This is not my real story. This is not me. This isn't an autobiography. It is a fictional story.
So people may know, or at least Marines will know, Terminal Lance from your successful web comic. First of all, tell me the terminology. What does that mean, Terminal Lance?
Well, so a Terminal Lance, very literally, is somebody that is getting out of the Marine Corps as a Lance Corporal, which is the third enlisted rank in the Marine Corps. And it's usually seen as a sort of a negative connotation or a bad thing, because most Marines should probably get out by the end of their 4 years at the rank of corporal or above. So when somebody gets out of the Marine Corps as a Lance Corporal, it usually means that they sort of stopped caring. They don't give a whatever anymore. And it's generally sort of like somebody who's kind of given up and no longer cares about their Marine Corps career. And that's sort of where the term comes from. And that's the title of the webcomic as well.
So you went into the Marines as a young man, and you were going for unusual reason. I read that you wanted to go because you wanted to become a better artist.
Yeah, is the fundamental sort of driving force behind why I joined the Marine Corps. I was, you know, even at the age of 19, I've been an artist my whole life, but I mean, I knew I wanted to be a professional artist. I wanted to tell stories, and I wanted to do things that I think were a little bit more serious. And I figured I needed to do something really crazy with my life. I needed to like gain some sort of worldly experience in order for me to like really be able to tell these kinds of stories that I wanted to. So in my mind, I was like, what's the craziest thing I could possibly do right now? And it was 2006, and I was 19. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to join the Marine Corps. I want to go to Iraq. And that was basically it. I just wanted to go to Iraq. I wanted to see it. I wanted to experience that. And I figured, what's the quickest way for me to get there? And that is to join the Marine Corps infantry. So that's exactly what I did.
And when you were there, you you continued to draw and do photography, and your talent was noticed by your battalion commander.
Yeah, so my first deployment to Iraq in 2007, I was just another grunt, and I was a machine gunner behind a 50 cal on top of an MRAP. As well as a dismount off and on. But during my second deployment, it had sort of like your command discovers that you're an artist or that you're a good artist. You're going to get pulled like all the time to go paint a mural on a wall or something like that. So they found out, you know, that I was into that sort of stuff and was good at photography and had an interest in combat photography and stuff. And so my battalion commander asked me if I wanted to join my comm cam shop, or the battalion had a combat camera detachment with them. And so they asked if I wanted to tag along with them for the second deployment to Iraq. And I was like, yeah, of course, because that's like awesome and a really cool opportunity. So I got to basically travel around Iraq. I went all over the country doing photography, and I even got to do some combat art, though not as much of it as I would have liked. But I did a lot of photography in Iraq.
How did the web comic Terminal Lance come to be?
At the time, so Terminal Lance came out on January 5th, 2010. And at the time, there was really not anything like that. Like, nobody had ever been sort of outspoken in the Marine Corps and, like, really put something out there that was a little bit, I don't want to say anti-establishment, because, I mean, it's not, but it is critical, I think, in a lot of ways. And so I was looking around the landscape of stuff. I mean, there really wasn't any kind of a webcomic or anything like that. And I figured I could do a webcomic. Like, I think I could do a really good job at a comic strip. So I just, like, put it out there one day. I built the website myself, and I was like, I wanted to make a comic about the Marine Corps that I wanted to see. So I just did it. I put it out there, and it sort of snowballed the monster that it is today.
Yeah, and it went from being on the web to being published weekly in the Marine Corps Times.
Yeah, so the Marine Corps Times picked it up in November of 2010, and I've been with them ever since.
So how did you jump from being a web comic and then doing a little comic strip in the Marine Corps Times? You decided you wanted to do a much more serious take on the experience of a Marine in Iraq.
Well, you know, I think that even though they are fundamentally different kind of like universes, they are really similar, I think, in what they accomplish. Terminal Lance, the webcomic, has always been about the experience of being in the Marine Corps and sort of bringing that to the light and sharing it with the world and laughing at a common experience. And I think that the White Donkey does the same thing, really. I mean, it's bringing to light this experience, the fundamental experience of being in the Marine Corps. It's sort of like a culmination of everything that I learned in my 4 years in the Marine Corps and going to Iraq, and also everything that I learned doing Terminal Lance over the years. So, I mean, it's like this sort of like amalgam culmination of like all of that experience and observation put into one book. But I think that the two things really accomplish the same thing. And they're not as different as I think it might seem on the outside. And there's also, I mean, there's a lot of humor in The White Donkey also, which I think is sort of necessary in a dramatic story to not have just drama. You know, you got to have like some comedy in there. You got to have people feel for the characters. Yeah. So I think that the White Donkey shares a lot more in common with the webcomic than I think it might seem like.
We're speaking with Maximilian Uriarte. He is a Marine who served in Iraq. He's also the writer and artist of the webcomic Terminal Lance, and now a new graphic novel, The White Donkey, Terminal Lance. We can't take your phone calls today because this is Memorial Day and this is a pre-recorded conversation, but we'll be right back after this with Max. Stay tuned. You're listening to a Memorial Day edition of The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Grim, funny, lonely, at times even poetic, a new graphic novel, The White Donkey, gets at modern warfare in a way we've never seen before. The graphic novel is written and illustrated by Maximilian Uriarte, a Marine who completed two tours of Iraq and created the webcomic Terminal Lance. So, Max, just the story of how you got to publish, create and publish the graphic novel is interesting in and of itself, in that it started with a Kickstarter campaign. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I actually started coming up with this book back, like, way back in 2010. So, I mean, this has, like, been in my head for a long time. And I knew there was no way that I was going to be able to actually make it unless I could work on it, like, full-time. I came up with the Kickstarter idea, and I thought I was asking for $20,000 to work on it full-time so that I could get it done and print it and get it out there. And I figured that one of two things was going to happen with the Kickstarter. It was either going to fail miserably and I was going to look terrible, or it was going to be so successful that I would have no idea what to do with myself. And luckily, it happened to be the latter. We ended up raising $162,000 on the Kickstarter for The White Donkey to get made. So that allowed me to work on it, and really humbling to see just that amount, that outpouring of support from my fan base and all the supporters, you know, that wanted to see this happen and also had faith in me to be able to pull it off, because it was such an ambitious project, such a crazy thing to try to do.
So then you were able to create the book, draw it and write it over 2 years, then produce it. And once it went on sale, it sold out.
Yeah. So I printed enough copies for the Kickstarter backers, obviously, and then I also printed an extra 3,000 copies to sell. And so I put those up on Amazon, and it was like, you know, 2 years later, and it was February 1st, and they were sold out in 36 hours. So that was pretty crazy. And then immediately after that, like really within 48 hours, Little Brown and a couple other publishers approached me about publishing the book. So then I ended up going with Little Brown. And the current edition, hardcover edition that you can find on shelves right now, is put out by Little Brown & Co., and they have been phenomenal to work with and very supportive of the project.
Little Brown, a very respected publishing house. Now, when they picked you up, did they want any changes to the book or the formatting?
Oh, no, not at all. They just wanted to get it back out on the shelves. I mean, it was such a quick turnaround. There wasn't even any time to make changes to the book. And they were so supportive. Like, they loved the book. They loved what it was. And they loved all of the content in it, including some of the coarse language. But yeah, they've been just absolutely phenomenal and hugely supportive of the project. So they didn't make any changes to it. All we did was correct a few spelling errors that were in the pages of the book.
When you wrote the book and drew it, were you thinking about this as a product for fellow Marines, or is this something for the general public?
It's both, really. I mean, my target audience is Marines. Like, that, you know, that is what it is. It's never going to change for Terminal Lance. And I think that, but I think that civilian readers can also gain a lot from this book. I think that for Marines, what I want them to take away from the book is getting a little bit of insight and maybe even a little bit of catharsis on their own experience, to be able to read a story that really represents what they went through. Maybe they can see and identify with the character, and maybe by the end of the book, if it inspires them to go get some kind of help that they need, or even just, you know, gain a better understanding for their own experience, I think that's really great. That's sort of what I want out of this for them. And then for civilians, I think that civilians can read this book and really, you know, look at Abe, the main character, and the other characters in the book as people, and really gain a better understanding for the military experience as a whole. And I think that, you know, if civilians and Marines are on the same page, we can help, you know, kind of bridge this civilian-military divide I think we have in the nation.
So Scott McCloud, the famous cartoonist who also writes about the philosophy of comics, has said that the strength of graphic novels and comics is that it pulls the reader into the story, that it makes them, they're able to project themselves more easily into the content. Do you find that to be true? Do you think that's why your book, The White Donkey, is so powerful?
I don't know if The White Donkey necessarily does that. I mean, The White Donkey was really written as a film. And so I feel like the images depicted and the story depicted is really, like, non-subjective. I mean, it's really, like, it's there, and the characters are drawn sort of realistically. So, like, you don't really have there's not a lot of interpretation and a lot of ability to project any more than I think a movie would be. But I think that in Scott McCloud's book, actually, he talks about how different art styles you can project yourself onto a less detailed character and stuff like that. And I think that's definitely true. But I think that the strength of comics in general is that they're very easy to digest in a way. Like, you can read them, and it's not intimidating to read a story that's done in a comic book format, because I think that they're sort of like a, you know, as children, when we grow up, we identify with cartoons as being like for us almost, you know, as kids or something. And so I think comics, even as adults, like, you sort of look at something that's hand drawn, you look at something that's like a cartoon or a comic, and you're sort of like, you know, it almost has a naivety to it that you're able to sort of like absorb, and it's less intimidating to kind of get to take information from that. And I think that that's sort of why the webcomic has been so good at sort of relaying some more powerful, more important messages in it, that when I am able to get them across. Obviously, not every strip tries to do that, but you know, sometimes I do try to make a point. And I think that when people read it in a comic format, it is really easy for them to sort of laugh at it and go, "Oh, okay, I can sort of see his point," Whereas if you just sort of like type text at people, then they don't necessarily, they either agree with you or they don't. So I think comics do have an ability to reach people in a way that other mediums might not.
We're speaking with Maximilian Uriarte. He's the writer and artist for the graphic novel The White Donkey, Terminal Lance, which is a story about combat with Marines in Iraq. And the book, of course, it has very whimsical moments, but it gets of a very, it's very dark, and you see the main character dealing with post-traumatic stress and also suicide. That's very serious stuff, and it's also something that is a big part of what many of your fellow Marines are dealing with.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was really important to me making this book. I mean, that was sort of the driving force behind it, really, was, you know, I feel like no media representation of the veteran experience or the military experience or the war experience has really shown the aftermath. And as veterans, we actually have the highest demographic for suicide in the U.S., which is a really weird thing. And I feel like not a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but also a lot of people don't talk about it. And so I really wanted to show a story that you can feel the character from beginning to end, and you can see this journey and how it takes place. I wanted to show a character get to that point of putting a gun to their head. Like, what does it take for someone to get to that point? And that was a really big part of this book. Cause I mean, just me personally, like I have lost 4 Marines to suicide since I got out of the Marine Corps. And I'm certainly not the only person I know that has friends that have killed themselves. It's a huge issue in the military and veteran community.
Have you heard back from some of your fellow Marines about the book and its content?
Yeah. You know, the feedback that I've gotten has been just overwhelmingly positive. You know, I think Marines really appreciate the honesty of the story. I mean, it really takes the veteran experience and it breaks it down in a way that it's very unbiased. And it's also very it's very real and honest with itself, I think, because I think a lot of representations of war in Hollywood, you know, you get movies and whatever, American Sniper and these other films that sort of they are more engrossed with kind of glorifying the experience and perpetuating this sort of wartime stereotype that it's going to be this action-packed experience. And The White Donkey is very not like that. It's very honest with itself. It's very realistic in its representation of what actually goes on in Iraq. I think veterans really appreciate that because it allows them to look at it and really identify with it and say, wow, you know, this is what it was like. Or this is really what it was like over there, and this is how I felt about it in a way that I don't think anybody's ever really put out there before.
But as you say, the book is a realistic interpretation of what the experience was like, and it's very drawn in a very clean style. Great work in that area. It's also sort of a magical realism in some parts where we have the white donkey appearing at these life-changing moments for the lead character, and also some of his dream sequences or hallucinations.
Yeah, the white donkey itself. So there's really two stories going on in the book. There's a very literal story of, you know, the Iraq and what Abe is going through, but there's also a metaphorical story that really spans the entire book. It's really a subtext story. And the white donkey and the coyote and the fox, like these are all really big parts of that sort of half of the book. And surrealism is just something that I really like as a storytelling device. I mean, I like that that sort of style. But the white donkey itself, the white donkey was a real encounter that I had when I was in Iraq. The white donkey is based on a real white donkey that I saw in Iraq. And it sort of inspired this whole story, really.
The white donkey got in the middle of the road and held up a convoy?
Yeah, that happened pretty much exactly like it does in the book. You know, it was weird because I was so terrified. I mean, this is like one of my first patrols outside the wire in Iraq. And I remember seeing this donkey. And it was the first time since I was in Iraq, you know, whether it was like a week or two, but I actually felt a little bit of like calm and relaxed after that donkey encounter. It was really weird. It had this effect on me. And I couldn't stop thinking about this white donkey after I saw it. It's really inspired by that experience of mine where it sort of plagued my mind like it does Abe in the book. And so that's something I wanted to really bring into the story, this white donkey. It sort of carries the entire story. I always like to describe the white donkey as simultaneously the most and least important part of the book. Because you could read the whole book and not care about the white donkey and still get the whole story. But it's also like the most important part of the sort of subtext story that's going on in all of it.
And you said you wanted to maybe turn this into a film. We hear that frequently nowadays. You have to grow your IP, grow your intellectual property. Started out as a comic strip. Now you have the successful graphic novel. And I guess the film would be the next jump.
Yeah. My personal goal is to start an animation studio. And I want to turn The White Donkey into an animated film, actually. So that'll be a new frontier. Nobody's ever really done an animated war movie before, so that's the dream.
We'll be watching for it. Maximilian Uriarte, he is the artist and the writer of the book The White Donkey, Terminal Lance. It is a modern day take. It is a war novel in the graphic novel form, looking at Iraq and the impact of combat on the men and women who serve in the Marines. And Max, it was great talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you, too.
And The Source continues after this NPR news break. Stay tuned.